شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. حضرت کلام: گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد و علی سیدنا محمد و بارک وسلم. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا، عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ، اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ، اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ، میں ایسے غباروں میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا، گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا، گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا، بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا، بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے، میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے، میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے، بدل نور ہوں گا بجان نور ہوں گا، بدل نور ہوں گا بجان نور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا، مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے، مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے، مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے، سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا، سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا، میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا، میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا، کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا، عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر، ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر، ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر، خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا، خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا، عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے، احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے، احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے، سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا، سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا، مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا، مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا، میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا، میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا، قبا کی زیارت اور نفلوں سے اختر، قبا کی زیارت اور نفلوں سے اختر، قبا کی زیارت او نفلوں سے اختر، ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا، ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا، عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا، بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا، میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا، کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا، عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العلي العظيم. This very very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada sheikh حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ، حضرت is teaching us here, in order to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's extremely important and necessary to gain the love of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to gain the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all those things that are attached to the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should love the pious and all those things that are attached to them also. And then with regard to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all those things that were attached to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of love shouldn't we have for them? And then that will create the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your Hazrat is explaining to us, and this is the whole purpose and object of these majalis, and the object and purpose of the tasawwuf, which as our Honorable Shaykh has taught us, that first we all taught that our main object was ibadat, and we make ibadat, and we strive in that ibadat se sawab milega. Lekin with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll get the close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is far greater than even the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be blessing those people that make ibadat. So Hazrat is teaching us here that gulista-e-tayba se masroor honga, that the garden of Madina Sharif, and Madina Sharif became a beautiful garden when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, set his footstep in Madina Sharif. Then Madina Sharif became, Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful city, what a Mubarak city, that the whole city until today and forever, as long as Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present in Madina Sharif, Madina Sharif is more envious than Jannat at the moment also. That even the Malaika, they envy Madina Sharif because of the presence of the greatest personality, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says, when Allah grants us the opportunity, or when your heart is attached to Madina Sharif, especially these Mubarak days, this very special season, every moment we should be thinking of Madina Sharif, we should be thinking of Makkatul Mukarrama, and our hearts should become extremely happy and joyous and enjoyable. This will make a person's heart happy, and a person will be in a different enjoyment just by the thought of Madina Sharif, and then the thought of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam even more. As we learned so beautifully, Hazrat taught us that on your own, if you just read Salatu Salam in your mind or to yourself, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, then you'll be right at Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll be, so to say, at Rozae Park, although you're so many thousand miles away, but you'll be at Rozae Park. Like Hazrat has taught us in this Mubarak days, if you want to be part of the Hajjis, just read Labbaik now and then. You'll feel you are part of the Hajjis. When you read Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, you'll feel that feeling will come into you, that now you're getting ready and you're preparing your saman to go for Hajj, and you're getting that eagerness. And then Allahu Akbar, the Takbir-e-Tashriq, which is the object of this whole great ibadat and our object of life, to gain the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kibriyai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has to penetrate mine and all our hearts. So Hazrat says, when you get this opportunity to be in the Mubarak garden of Madina Sharif, Tayba Sharif, then what will be my condition? Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor rahunga, gulistai tayba se masroor rahunga. That all the other so-called jungles of the world, which people think they're getting entertainment, whether it's in Paris, whether it's in London, whether wherever in that Hollywood and Bollywood, where there's no entertainment, there's only misery. But sadly today, when our nature is spoiled, in dirty, filthy places, we get enjoyment. And in pure places, we don't get enjoyment. But when the heart is corrected, when the fitrat becomes correct, our nature becomes right, which is natural, then you'll see that all these things will be like the jungle, will be like desolate places, and you'll run away from there. Not just physically, even with your heart, you won't be attached at all towards those things. As Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us, very, very important, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Don't even become inclined to the slightest degree with your heart towards the oppressive people. That is, those people who break the commands of Allah,
the kuffar, those people involved in kufr and shirk, and then sadly like myself, we bring iman, but still we want to have haram entertainment, and we think it's entertainment, and then, so we are causing oppression to ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, that you going where there's fire, and you expect fire not to engulf you, it's going to engulf you. Yeah, so beautifully we are taught that the system of the West is light a fire and try and save yourself from the fire, which is impossible. They say have safe sex. There's no such a thing like safe sex. And the system of our deen is don't light the fire at all. That wala taqrabu zina. Don't even go close to zina. From Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, in His infinite mercy and kindness and extreme wisdom, has cut it from the root, that if you don't look, then you don't even, there's no question of lighting the fire. Here they have mixed education and go sending our children to school, and then we expect that our children have to remain pure and clean. Ourselves forget our children. Today with the internet in our pockets, etc., we say we don't see, but when we just go onto the different sites and these pop-ups and adverts that come up, if we are not cautious, where we will end up. So Hazrat says, when you get connected to Madinah, the beautiful garden of Madinah Sharif, what happiness and enjoyment I will get there, I can't explain. That every other place in the world, I'll just run away from there. I'll be just totally detached from every other place. Medidar, and then further, Allahu Akbar, what will enhance my enjoyment in the beautiful garden of Madinah Sharif? Medidar gumbad se makhmoor honge, kabhi noor honga, kabhi toor honga. That when I see the beautiful Mubarak dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under which directly Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, so that noor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is pushing up to the skies, that dome also becomes so beautiful and so bright. When I look at that dome, like when the this thing. When the beautiful smell of oud etc. is being blown in the masjid etc., that perfume, so when I just look at the dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'll be encompassed and I'll be the smell of the Mubarak dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'll be overtaken with that. I'll be covered with that beautiful smoke, so to say, of the beloved dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what will be my condition? Sometimes I'll be an embodiment of Noor. And why not, when you close to the greatest personality who is full of Noor, and any majlis of Noor, come just with, as it is mentioned, just thinking of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Noor will come into your heart. Then, when you are in the presence, what can be said? But the condition is, we also have to open our heart to get that Noor. If you could go with a closed heart, you'll be right at the doorstep of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the greatest Noor is falling in torrents. But, like we are taught, that you'll go without a beard, you'll come back without a beard. And sadly, not only without a beard, now you'll come out without topi also. And now you'll come with all different ideas. That if you go with a closed heart. And when will our heart be closed? As Hazrat explains in front, that if we don't become grieved over our sins, and we don't make istighfar and tawbah, and then beg Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make istighfar and tawbah on our behalf, Allahu Akbar, then we'll get all this noor. And not only noor, sometimes you'll go in a state of ecstasy, kabhi tur. That sometimes I'll think I'm on Mount Tur, where Allah special tajalli descended upon Hazrat Nabi Kareem or Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how the mountain split into smothering. And Allahu Akbar, look at our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Markadu, explained it so beautifully. He says that the mountain actually split. The tajalli of Allah was there, but the mountain wanted to take in every crevice of his, it wanted to take the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to split our heart to pieces, that all our desires, particularly this special occasion of this Mubarak days, that we should think how the hajis are on their journey. This is our journey to akhirat. This is our journey towards the day of Qiyamah. That is why Surah Hajj starts with Allah Ta'ala, starts the surah were the events of the day of Qiyamah. That we have to realize that now we are moving. When you come on the plains of Arafah, all the whole makhluk is going to be present on Yawmi Mahshar. What will be our condition at that day? And then we have to travel towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is the journey that a person now, if you want to travel and get this journey, what is, you have to split your heart. You have to take out all this dirt. And as Hazrat has taught us, and our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, he teaches us so beautifully that we don't even realize that, oh Allah, all the filth and dirty thoughts that have went into the crevices of my heart and all the desires which are still there, I think I made Tawbah, but far from Tawbah. Still all the thoughts come now and then. Every time I'm still inclined towards dunya, the love of dunya. I'm talking of myself. We all should check our own condition. So this reality Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us. Allahu Akbar. What a enjoyable time people that are present in the great majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam. And we can also get the share being so far by reciting durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam, reading our salat salam in our heart. And this is not that when you in the thoughts of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam and the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then it's not that you bring, it's natural the thought will come. So when a thought comes in front of your heart, how you think of that great personality. So Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's thought, we have to develop this and we have to build this. And these are the special majalis that Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us, that we can build this. But very important, Hazrat says, Gunao se apne mein ranjoor honga, bafeze shafaat mein maghfoor honga. That with regard to my gunas, I'll remain in a state of sorrow, regret, and be worried that I'm so to say in the shackles of my guna, if I don't make istighfar, tawbah, and what will be the great means of forgiveness of my sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions in the Qur'an Kareem, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Yet you can have mountains and mountains of sins, and Allah grants you the opportunity to be present by Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then don't forget to beg Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, oh my beloved Nabi, Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness have brought me into Your presence which I don't deserve. I'm not fit to be standing in front of You. But what I have come, what loads of sins. And Allah Rabbul Izzat has promised that, oh my beloved Nabi, if you make dua for me and you intercede for me for Allah Ta'ala to forgive me, Allah will definitely forgive me. So we should be begging Allah Rabbul Izzat, and even if we are far away, then beg through the wasila of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That, oh Allah, through the wasila of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please forgive my sins. I'm not worth, I'm full of filth and dirt, but please forgive me. Then Allahu Akbar, uregi hawa se jo manfaqe Madina, main aise gubaron mein mastoor rahunga. Allahu Akbar. Then look at the love, what love the pious servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat have got for Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We can't imagine when just the surrounding of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are so beloved to them, and they are so overtaken with this, that Hazrat says that when the winds will be blowing in Medina Sharif, and if there's dust that is flying, I won't run away from that dust. I will engulf myself in that dust. How you put your chadar on and you cover yourself. There, yeah, I'll cover myself in the dust of Medina Sharif. And because of that Mubarak dust, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala will wrap me in the noor of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the atmosphere at Rauza-e Pak, the atmosphere in Medina Sharif is something that a person is in a different world, in a different state of ecstasy. But as we have learned from our Honorable Hazrat, if we have prepared for that. Otherwise, sadly, we will go to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We'll be right in Medina Sharif, but we won't know we're in Medina Sharif. We'll got time to check the sports scores, or we'll have time to still check the news, what is the politics, etc. That means we haven't went to Medina Sharif. We have went to somewhere else, so we have to prepare ourselves. And these are the occasions, these are majalis. And not only these majalis, we should read about the seerah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam And the companions of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Hazrat mentions in front, that how they took from the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they showed the world how to be the true lovers of Allah, how to be the true lovers of the beloved of Allah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the dust is blowing, I will cover myself in that dust and be so overtaken with joy. And then when Allah Ta'ala gives me that great opportunity, that opportunity that I'm desiring in my heart every moment, may roza pe salli ala sallallahu ta'ala islam nazar karke badil noor honga, baja noor honga. Then when Allah Ta'ala gives me the opportunity, and it is only out of the fazl and karam of Allah, that to be present at the roza e paak of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. And our pious elders have taught us that although they live in Medina Sharif and they were very close to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many basharats, so many people seeing dreams about them, they themselves seeing dreams about Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they never used to go very close to the Jaliyah Mubarak. From a distance, from the back, they used to stand and present with great concern and worry that me presenting with my dirty mouth, my presenting durood to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then Allahu Akbar, as we learn from our pious elders, they just think that my durood, that is word not being word presented in the court of the greatest king of the world, of both the world, but he is so kind, he is kareem, he is so honorable, and so not kareem, he is akram, Allahu Akbar. He is so kind that he will accept my useless and my filthy durood also. And he will in return, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam will reply to my salam and make dua for me, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So we are very, very fortunate at that time. You are in between whenever a person is reciting durood. Like many a times I've heard Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, all the time, every now and then he says, Ya Allah, tu kareem, wa nabi e kareem. That you are kareem and you are akram, and our beloved Nabi Kareem Sahib is akram, and I'm between the two of you. Oh Allah, please shower your blessings upon me all the time. So at that special moment of presenting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then my whole, my heart, my body, I'll be an embodiment of nur. And that is the dua we should be making at that time. The greatest way to benefit, we learn from our elders, they just say, Ya Allah, you have brought me to this Mubarak place where the greatest nur, the rahmat is descending. Oh Allah, let some splashes fall upon me. If I don't joy, I can't be drowned in here, then let splashes fall upon me at least. One drop of that nur and the rahmat that is descending upon Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hamara bera par hoga. Our whole life will be made. Our akhirat will be made. Allahu Akbar. Allah give us this reality to be concerned about this. Madina ki anwar, sham o sahar se, sarapa dil wajah se masroor rahunga. And then Allah Akbar, loving in Madina Sharif, the anwar of the morning, the noor of the morning, the noor of the evening, in other words, the whole day. Madina Sharif is just an environment of noor, and why not? When the greatest noor is present in Madina Sharif, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the whole atmosphere around Madina Sharif and the whole environment. And not only there, whoever thinks of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam from thousands of miles, they also get a share of that noor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat says, I'll become an embodiment. My heart, my soul, my body, everything will be overtaken with joy, with that noor of Nabi of Madina Sharif through the barakat of our honorable illustrious Nabi Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. میں ممنون ہوگا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. And what a great lesson we learn. And this is the lesson of tasawwuf, that I'll realize this is only the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll acknowledge, Ya Allah, that I accept in wholeheartedly, O Allah, it is only your kindness. That you have brought me here, and I acknowledge your unlimited favors upon me, Ya Allah. Me Allah, me an unworthy slave, unworthy, unworthy, useless. I'm talking of myself. We should see our condition. We are much more worthy of being there. But myself, we have to acknowledge and realize that Allah, it is your kindness. It's your karam that, and never ever have any pride in the heart that I went to Madina Sharif. You know how many times I go to Madina Sharif? I'm there every month, I'm there for every Hajj, I'm there for every Umrah. We have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah ta'ala's fazal and karam that Allah ta'ala takes anybody. And we see, as Hazrat explained, these days you hear miracles. A person gets his visa yesterday and is gone to today already. And where people think, where am I going to get visa? But when we have that desire, it is no organization that can take you. It's no intelligence. It's no money. It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat Karam. It's only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. This reality we have to realize and get it in our heart, and we see it. When you see at Haramain Sharifain, the people that are there, you can't imagine from where people are coming. And a person who had no money whatsoever, but Allah Ta'ala has brought him there. So when we develop this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will make the means, but never ever have an iota of pride or an iota of thing that I deserve. Or Naz, no, I deserve, I am pious, I am a close servant of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. Now Allah give me tawfiq and all of us. Har ek amar mein raay sunnat pe chal kar, khuda ke karam se main mansoor rahunga. And what is the sign that we are actually close to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam? And how to draw closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat and the mercy and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the essence of the tasawwuf. Hazrat is teaching us that every matter of mine, every action of mine, every condition of mine, I will follow the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram, Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. And that sunnah that we learn from our pious elders, which goes up on that ladder, that they have learned from their elders, they have learned from the tabi'in, the tabi'in, and the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala in every matter. And that is what Allahu Akbar. When the ayat fastaqim kama umirt was revealed, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that this ayat fastaqim, have istiqamat, be firm. Says it's a very small word, but it is so vast in meaning that every aspect of our life has to be 100% as commanded by Allah and practically demonstrated by Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And imagine Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, who demonstrated how to be firm on that straight path. Don't waver in any way whatsoever. No ifrat, no tafreet. In other words, no deficiency, no extravagance also. To be very firm, and especially the tide waves that are blowing us today, we shouldn't just flow with the waves and just flow with the waters and just follow whatever we see. No, we should be firm on the path of our akabirin, our pious elders. And Allahu Akbar, the ulama-i Deoband, they were in today's time, so to say, an example of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. That how they remain firm despite all the different types of, the people talk of their challenges today. Challenges were great in those times. The challenge of the time today is that we remain firm on the path of our pious elders. So Hazrat says that on every, and Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when this ayat was revealed, although he was so firm, yet sahaba rajam saw one two white hairs on the beard, Mubarak beard of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were worried and concerned. Oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it seems now you're getting old. That's a sign that very soon you won't be in our presence. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shayya batnil hud." The Surah Hud, and particularly this ayat, fastaqim kama umir, to remain firm, and especially in today's time and age, like holding a burning coal on our hands. So we shouldn't worry, let the world comment what they want to. But we have to try, and the only thing that will give us strength is these majalis in connection with the pious servants of Allah, making our zikr, our tilawat, our durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat says, "Khuda ke karam se, And then also, with Allah's karam, Allah's kindness, that Allah Ta'ala will assist me. In all my work, whatever I do, Allah will assist me. Despite all the tide that is against you, you remain firm, Allah will assist you and keep you like a strong pillar. And then like a strong pillar like who? Uhad ke shaheedon ke khoon e wafa se sabak leke paband e dastoor rahunga. How will I remain firm on the straight path? When I will think of Allahu Akbar, the martyrs of the occasion of the Battle of Uhud. What a crucial battle in the history of Islam. And how these great men, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, through their blood today we enjoy the reading durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To their Mubarak blood today we enjoy the beautiful massages in the world. And how can we ever have the audacity to ever have the slightest idea of even thinking the slightest in any way according to their status, how to think of them in the slightest way, and where can we even think of them according to their status? We can't imagine. So there's no question of even talking bad about Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, aliyazu billah. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding to make tawbah, to make istighfar with regard to that. And Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Quran Kareem also that we shouldn't think bad about our pious ancestors. It is through death, sweat and blood that we enjoy the Mubarak Deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the Shariat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and see khoon e wafa that they gave their loyal blood. They gave their life to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They said, "Oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we won't be like the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that say you and your Allah go alone and fight. We'll be with you tooth and nail under all conditions. Where do we stand a chance? Where can we ever be like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allahu Akbar? Allah Ta'ala just give us an ebullience of an iota of the love that they had. That will inshallah keep our iman. That we leave this world with iman. So Hazrat says, I'll take a lesson from there. So when we go to Madina Sharif particularly, Makkah Sharif, think of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. When you look at the Mount of Uhud, it's not just an ordinary mountain. What a great battle, what great people, what lives they gave. And there they are resting. And when you go there, the Anwarat and the Barakat of Shuhada, we have to take a lesson that see how firm they were. How they were firm on the constitution that is on the Qur'an Kareem. So that is how I have to remain firm on the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any place. Jahan bhi main ho, jis jagah mein bhi ho, hamesha taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ke paaband rahe. Wherever we go in the world, myself, it shouldn't be like a chameleon. We come in a nice gathering, I'm a big Sufi. And I just leave the gathering, then I forget where I am. So all the time we have to be wafa, we have to be loyal, and we have to give our blood, and this is the occasion, Allahu Akbar. And the greatest of all, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, practically demonstrated it to us, and this is the time that myself, all of us, bulled iman and eagerness that I want to give my loyal blood to Allah, all my desires. Nabi Kareem Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say that I wish Allah gives me life and I become martyred. Allah gives me life again, I become martyred. Allah gives me life again, I become martyred. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't just say that with his tongue, practically demonstrated that on the occasion of Qurbani, 63 camels with his own Mubarak hands, Nabi Kareem Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam slaughtered. Which shows what eagerness to give his life to Hazrat, to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala give us this reality. It's easy to talk, more easier to listen. But if inshallah, even by just talking, some iota of this reality can penetrate our hearts. Madina mein jab kalb waja chor aya, mein mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hunga. That now when I, Allah Ta'ala granted me this opportunity in this Mubarak environment, I don't want to leave, but I have to come back. And we learn from our elders that we tell our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh my beloved, I want to just stay in your presence, but make dua, Allah takes me to go and spread your sunnah. to go and spread your deen. I'm going back to do the work, to do your work. So you leaving bodily, but your heart is there. I'm leaving my heart with you, oh my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to say, I have left my heart caged up by Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but I'm free. Free in the sense that I'm not at Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's rosa, but wherever I am, my heart is right at Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. And this will come when whatever we do, we think, am I doing it according to the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Did Sahaba Radhiyallahu Anhum do it in this way? We've got a measuring stick, we have to follow it in that way. Quba ki ziyarat wa naflo se akhtar har ek raah sunnat se pur noor hunga. And Hazrat teaches us that how to be paaband on not just every sunnat, every action of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. That Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam every yawm usab, every Saturday used to go to Masjid Quba and perform two rakats namaz, and Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala used to say, you'll get the reward if you read your ishraq there of Allahu Akbar, Maqbool, Hajj Umrah is sawab you'll get. And Sahaba Rajam used to go regularly and do it, and today also we see people doing it, but as we learn from our elders, actually it's to think of our, don't forget our past, where we were. Don't forget of our ustaz that taught us Alif Bata Sa. Today we have become whatever position we are. We should think of all our past, think of our parents, all of that. And practice, not Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. There was no question that this is sunnat. Whatever my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, my beloved did it. I just want to do it. I'll give my life for that. And Hazrat says, in this way, every sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every footstep, you'll become an embodiment of Noor. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding that we die for this and we desire and we make dua and we try and tread in the path of our elders.